We all have projects we want to do in our home. Well, why not see how other people have done it? The Remodelers Home Tour is coming up, and today on our Around the Home segment with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, known as BREG Ann Arbor, we're going to feature house number 8 on the tour. Jeff Brown is co-owner of Dexter Builders. Jordan Beecham is his marketing director. Guys, you outdid yourselves again this year. Just phenomenal. This house is on Pomona?
800 Pomona. It's so, just off Miller.
Smaller house?
Originally it was a 900 square foot ranch, 1960s ranch your grandma had.
Right.
Three bedrooms and a small kitchen. And it ended up being 1,450 square feet on the first floor and that much on the basement. We expanded and added basement to it. So it's a fairly large house now.
And most of us can't see past that 900 feet that we complain about that we live in and we say, oh, if I only could, and we think we need to move. Jordan, we don't need to move, do we?
No, you don't. I mean, especially in this area, there's a lot of, you know, existing houses that are, you know, in great shape and are in the perfect neighborhood that you want, but maybe just isn't your style or doesn't have the space that you need. And it's not that, I mean, it's a project that you have to undergo, but it's definitely a way that you can make your perfect house in your perfect neighborhood in your perfect school district. So,
you know, you bring up a really good point. Most people out there with families, they want to be in a certain school district and neighborhood, and this, you're right, gives them the ability to maybe get some of the amenities in some of the newer neighborhoods that are in outlying areas. So this is a great solution. Dexter Builders bills itself as your remodeling, renovation, and addition specialist. You have to have the right builder to do these kinds of projects, Jeff.
Yeah, and the more experience we get, the better we get at it. Mm-hmm. So it's helped, you know, years ago, these were tough projects. Now they're kind of, okay, let's do it and get it done. So
this is considered a whole house remodel?
Whole house remodel, yeah. The owners had their McMansion out in the suburbs, kind of whatever suburbs Ann Arbor are. But, they wanted to be within walking distance of downtown, so they found this house and came to us and said, "We want, here's our ideas." And I took a stab at a little design, and they said, "No, bigger." So, mostly the kitchen. They wanted a bigger kitchen, and I think my third attempt, we got it big enough for them to be happy.
Well, to give people a perspective, the island in the kitchen is,
I think it's 9 feet long.
Woo! Mine's 8 feet, and 9 feet's big, let me tell you.
Yeah. Well, the kitchen overall is 20 by 14, so it's a large
nice.
Kitchen. And then there's about an 8x8 pantry attached to it.
Jordan, describe this pantry, because when I saw this is a walk-in pantry that's open to the kitchen.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. It's off just off the side of the kitchen at the beginning of the hallway that goes to the rest of the house. And you can walk right in. It's, you know, floor-to-ceiling cabinetry, granite countertops. It has a small wine fridge. It has underlit cabinet lighting. It has, you know, lights inside the cabinet, so it shows off their, you know, family heirlooms, their crystals, their fine china for, you know, entertaining. This is pretty much the house and the kitchen. It's functional, but it's for entertainment.
It looks like a butler's pantry, but it's not a pass-through.
Right.
And it, you know, obviously butler's pantries have a different kind of perspective. This has their pantry items in it. But it looks so beautiful.
I would equate it to where hunters have their trophy room. This is kind of their trophy room for kitchen stuff.
And yet, do they also put their pantry items in there?
Yeah, there's storage in there.
But you don't see it. It's not open.
Right.
No, yeah. Underneath the granite countertops, they have the regular cabinetry where you can, you know, put any cooking utensils, anything that's just the day-to-day stuff that they want to use. And then, of course, up top, it has the glass cabinetry, so everything's really shown off.
It's absolutely gorgeous. I'm surprised they didn't want to put glass cabinetry in the kitchen area itself.
It went back and forth and decided not to.
Mm-hmm.
They do have a little bit, not everywhere. Like I said, you know, because this place is the house, the kitchen, the basement, everything set up for entertainment, but also for function. So in that big kitchen, you have all of the storage, all the cabinetry that you want. And then just to show off a little bit more right above the sink right above the, you know, island and everything,
mm-hmm.
Is actually cabinetry that has glass doors, and you can see right in there once again.
Oh, nice.
So it's got a little bit of both function and, you know, just, you know, entertainment.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. And I see, too, they've mixed up, I don't know if it's just the colors or materials, of the cabinetry under the island and the cabinetry under the sink area, the stove area.
Yeah, just a little bit, just to give it some interest.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I like that. That seems to be something people are doing these days.
Yes, they have.
And I noticed, too, people are also mixing up their hardware with the silver or the, you know, the gold.
Yep. Yeah, it's, I don't know, a funky trend?
I'm wondering if it is just a trend or what it'll look like 10 years from now.
Well, this house does kind of follow something like that you said, where it's mixed hardware, it's mixed, some cabinetry might be, you know, glass cabinets, some might be solid. So you have a little bit of everything in this house. That's kind of the cool thing. From room to room, there's a different theme, but at the same time, it all ties together.
Jordan Beecham with us, along with Jeff Brown from Dexter Builders. And this is, again, house number 8 on the Remodelers Home Tour coming up that is sponsored by Bragg Ann Arbor. You can visit BraggAnnArbor.com for more details on this, and I'll have some information for you in just a moment. Did you redo floors? Talk about the project in its entirety, Jeff.
Well, we pretty much took it down to stud walls. We moved some windows, we moved some walls. Their living room actually got bigger because we were able to move into the addition a little bit. So in the living room, well, throughout the first floor is hickory flooring finished in place, which is really nice. And we added a fireplace in the living room. And then you can go around to the kitchen and pantry area. You kind of pass through a dining area. And then at the back corner is a new master suite, which includes the bedroom and a nice bathroom with a no clearance walk-in shower, and then a large walk-in closet. So we took some of the old house and turned it into, like, their walk-in closet used to be a bedroom.
Oh, nice.
So that gives you an idea of the size.
So how many bedrooms did it end up being?
Ended up being 2 on the main floor and 1 in the new basement.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I love the shower, how it's seamless to go from the bathroom area right into the shower.
Yeah, it's kind of an aging in place kind of thing.
It is.
Where they don't need it now, but you don't know what's going to happen in the future.
Right. There's a lovely picture of is this the back of the house?
That's the back with a nice patio.
Almost looks like the front of a house.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, and we also added a new garage and driveway too, so.
My goodness.
It's pretty much a new house.
How does someone go from a McMansion in the outlying area, just because they want to be closer to downtown and buying a smaller property? This went from 900 square feet to what was the total?
1450.
Now, does that include the basement? No.
No. So it's probably about 2,500 if you add the basement.
That's how they do it.
The rest is, the rest is storage. Mm-hmm. And things like that in the basement.
So it's thoughtfully planned out.
Yeah, they had a vision,
mm-hmm.
and we worked it through with them.
It's beautiful. Jordan, talk about the basement.
The basement's pretty cool. Right when you walk downstairs, we do have a small area that we didn't totally finish off, so they have a storage area for, you know, seasonal stuff or whatever. But then you also have, right at the bottom of the stairs, is kind of, I would say, the first living room. They have a poker table set up. It's just a nice space to either gather down there, play cards, you know, do whatever. They have a full bathroom down there, which is really nice, too. You take down two steps, or I'm sorry, you walk down two steps, and you open up to another full living room that's got an L-shaped couch, sectional, you know, TV, speaker. They have a bar in there.
Oh, my goodness.
Granite countertops, color-changing lights. They also have another bedroom down there. So it's basically a whole nother house on the bottom.
Which is nice. Again, as you age in place, you have maybe adult children come back, and it gives them an area to stay in.
Yep, that's exactly it. They think this is their third or fourth downsize. But each time they made sure that they had room for, like I said, entertaining and then guests or, you know, when family comes back into town. So
you get smarter each time you do it.
Right.
Yeah. You can see this on the Fall Remodelers Home Tour, which is coming up September 21st and 22nd. That's Saturday the 21st from 11 to 5, Sunday the 22nd, 11 to 5. Admission is $10 per adult, 16 and under free. And if you go online on BragAnnArbor.com, you can get all the details there. Just click on the Fall Remodelers Home Tour. We're talking about house number 8 on the tour. Also, when you're driving around town, you're going to see signs that point to the various houses, and you can start at any one of those houses and buy tickets at the house. This is just spectacular. This gives everyone a great idea, Jeff, of what can be done.
Yeah, it was beyond what I expected. And when our initial conversations with them, I thought, okay, we're going to do a little remodel on this ranch house, and no, that's not enough. That's not enough. That's not enough. So in a sense, they were a dream customer, but but there were limits to budgets and things.
You right.
Know, they probably could have done more.
But, can't we always?
But had some restraint, and it is pretty stunning to see it.
I love what product you used in the kitchen. It looks like granite, but it's quartz.
It's a quartz, yes. The new quartzes have come a long way as far as a natural look.
This has the gray veining in it looks
like.
Yeah,
it's kind of a marble look.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Absolutely beautiful. You did a spectacular job on this.
Thank you.
As always. Do you get a lot of people who, when they come through these tours, they say, okay, we can do this?
Yeah, well, I think they found us on a tour before. So
oh, really?
These things are worth doing, being on the tours. And and I've noticed over the years there's what do you want to call them, tour groupies.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
You see the same few people every tour, which is fun to see, and you kind of get to know them and have a little conversation
well,
with them.
Well, if you're a house fanatic like me, I can understand that.
Right.
I love looking at this. And, you know, you make it sound just so easy, but you are really a genius at what you do and how you put these together, and you've got great personnel.
That's the ticket.
It is the ticket. Tell everyone a little bit about Dexter Builders and how you got started.
Well, next year will be our 20th year.
Congratulations.
And I think we're going to make it. We've got about 45 guys and girls or whatever, and there's a mixture of carpenters and trim carpenters and laborers and
these are also all your staff.
Yeah, also included are the Dexter Block guys who do anything concrete, brick, stone, patios, basements, foundations. So we all just work together. And then we also have a group that we call the Mill Creek Kitchen and Bath Section that they do kitchen designs and bath designs for us.
And do you draw from that for all your projects?
Yeah, yes.
You can go to DexterBuilders.com and see their work, DexterBuilders.com. After the Remodelers Home Tour, they'll have all the pictures up from house number 8 on the tour. And you've been on these tours. You've been on the
Several
home
years.
Show yeah, with your yeah, products and
yeah.
do a great job. What's next for these clients?
I enjoy their walks to downtown.
Yeah. Did they live in the house while they were?
No, okay. No.
Is that possible to do if someone's taking?
Not at this extent.
Yeah.
But they waited till it was finished to move in, which really speeds it up. It's hard to work around people's stuff when you're doing this much work.
Yeah. You know,
if we're just doing a kitchen or a bath, that's not a problem.
Yeah. But, Jordan, tell everyone where you are social media wise. What are you guys using out there for Dexter Builders?
We do a lot of day to day stuff. There's a couple projects I'm going to go to this afternoon, and on Facebook is definitely something we use a lot if you want to see day to day stuff, progress pictures. And then when we get a big project like this or when a project's ready to be done, you can just go to our website, DexterBuilders.com. We're on Howe's. I really like Howe's. If you've never been there, check that out. Houzz. You can find us on there. You can find anybody on there, and you can find anything for a house on
Why
there.
Why do you like that?
I think the coolest thing is it's a community. Think of it like a Facebook or a social media for people that are interested in anything home, whether it's interiors, gardens, decorating, building, remodeling. You can look up projects from all across the country, all across North America. You can reach out to those builders and remodelers, ask them questions, get answers. People have asked us questions from New Mexico, knowing full well we're not going to do a build or a remodel in New Mexico, but it's the community aspect. You also kind of get points, noticeable credit if you're talking with people, if you're giving ideas, if you're posting. So it's a fun resource, but also a good way to connect with people if there's experts near or far.
And it's a good way for people that are looking to do these projects to do their homework.
Oh, yeah.
You got to come in with all your ideas and get ready to go. Because the worst thing is to do something and say, I wish I had done X, Y, Z.
Like a 9-foot island.
Yeah, like an
sorry.
Absolutely. Sorry. I would have had to have brought out my house a few more feet for that, but you guys are great. Thanks so much. Dexter Builders, Jordan Beach, a marketing director, and the co-owner, Jeff Brown. On the Lucy Ann Lance Show and our Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, visit BragAnnArbor.com for information on the upcoming Remodelers Home Tour, which is September 21st and 22nd. And you're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.